الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فنشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى for this gathering, and we ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to make it a gathering which we increase in علم العلم والعمل, that we increase in knowledge and increase in action, and also increase in اليقين والإيمان الجازم, certain belief in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the continuation of our sittings regarding the علوم الحديث وعلم الحديث كما يقال. And with this, I remind myself and my ikhwa the importance of ikhlas, and that if we do not fulfill those two conditions of an act of worship, then the act is null and void, and this is ibadah. And those two conditions are al-ikhlas wal-mutaba'ah. It has to be sincere and according to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that which will be a dalil and proof of the ikhlas is the sidq of the individual, the truthfulness of the individual in applying that which they have read, or that which they have revised, or that which that they're taking from the works of the mashaykh, and so forth. I remind also my dear beloved brothers why we're doing this, and that is that from the thamara of ulum al-hadith, from the fruits of this studying the science of hadith, is ma'rifatu al-hadith, ma'rifatu al-hadith وَصَحِيهِ مِنْ سَقِيمِهِ, knowing and having knowledge, true knowledge of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and being able to distinguish between the authentic of those narrations ascribed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those which are falsely ascribed to him. And this is what we need to know. So we follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as it was revealed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's lesson we start with the statement of Al-Bayquni rahimahullah ta'ala, وَمَا أُضِيفُ لِلنَّبِيِّ الْمَرْفُوعُ وَمَا لِتَابِعِينَ وَهُوَ مَقْطُوعُ. And that is the seventh line of this poetry, and that is that which is ascribed to Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called Al-Marfu'. That which is ascribed to the Messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is called in the ulum of, in the ilm of hadith, in the science of hadith, in the wordings of the people of hadith, as al-marfu'. Al-marfu'. And al-marfu' is something that is raised. Al-marfu' is raised. Yani is raised to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and no one else. Is raised to the Messenger, rafa'ahu ila al-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rafa'ahu. Is raised and ascribed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wala ghayr. And the definition is quite simple as it relates to al-marfu'. But we're going to mention some of the aqwal of Ahlul Ilm, the ulama of hadith, as it relates to this. The first is the definition of al-khatib al-Baghdadi rahimahullah ta'ala, haythu qal, ma akhbara fihi as-sahabiyyu an qawli rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aw fi'lihi. Ma akhbara fihi as-sahabiyyu an qawli rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aw fi'lihi. And that is al-khatib, he mentions in al-kifaya the definition for al-marfu' is that which the companion informs. That which a companion informs from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his statements or his actions. That which a companion radiyallahu an informs from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his statements or his actions. That is the definition of al-khatib. And that which is tafad min hada, that which we can benefit from this ta'rif and this definition, is that he has limited al-marfu' to that which the companion narrates. He has limited al-marfu' to that which the companion narrates. And this is in opposition to a lot of the ulama of hadith. For example, Ibn Salah, he says that al-marfu' مَا أُضِيفُ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ خَاسَةً. That which, this is Ibn Salah, remember him? Ibn Salah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, that which is ascribed to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specifically. This is Ibn Salah, his definition. And this definition is the correct definition, which is worded in different ways, and agrees with the definition of Ibn Mulaqin in Tadhkira. Remember Ibn Mulaqin? He's the one that authored this book, Tadhkira Ibn Mulaqin fi Ilm al-Athar, which is taken as a summary of the book of Ibn Salah. Ibn Mulaqin, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said the same as Ibn Salah, and that is that it could be, it's just anything that is ascribed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything that's ascribed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not just from the companion. Whereas Khatib al-Baghdadi, he said it's just from the Sahab. Is this statement 100% incorrect? Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he, in his Nukat, which inshallah we have 3 copies, inshallah, for the brothers who've worked hard, inshallah. 3 copies of Nukat of Ibn Salah, which is the Tahqiq of Sheikh Rabi'. 3 copies, inshallah. That will be given out to certain brothers, inshallah, at the end or in the middle of this these gatherings, inshallah. Al-Muhim, Ibn Hajar in Nukat, he says that this definition of Al-Khatib, what's the definition of Al-Khatib? Can you remember? What did Al-Khatib say was the definition of Marfu'? Rashid? No, anything narrated from the companion to from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what Khatib says. Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Hafiz, he says that huwa hadha, yani this means al-aghlab. Al-aghlab. That Khatib al-Baghdadi is speaking about that which is usual and normal. It's normal that it's the companion that narrates from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says that the definition of Khatib in it that it's not 100% precise, but maybe Al-Khatib is speaking about that which is aghlab, al-aghlabiyya, that which is predominant. And that which is predominant is that the companion is the one who's going to raise the narration to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But, as tulab al-ilm, we take the definition of Ibn Mulaqin, the definition of Ibn Salah, and that is the definition of al-bayquni here. Ma wa ma udifu lil-nabi marfu'u. Whatever is ascribed to the Messenger is marfu', whether it's a companion or whether it's tabi'i. And Ibn Mulaqin adds to this, and he says that even if it's sahih or it's da'if. So he does, when we look at marfu, we're not talking about authenticity. We're talking about ascription. When we talk about al-marfu, we're not talking about sihha or da'af. We're talking about ascription. Who are they saying said it? Not whether it's authentic or not. And Ibn Malakin adds this to his explanation of al-marfu. Point number two, that was point number one in general. Point number two is that al-marfu yanqasimu ila qismain. Al-marfu'u yanqasimu ila qismaini. And that is, al-marfu' is categorized into two categories. The first category is al-marfu' saraha. Man kana marfu'an saraha, or sarihan. Man kana marfu'an sarihan. That which is clearly ascribed to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the first category. Sarih, clear. No ghumud, no obscurity, no indirect way. It's directly ascribed to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is like the hadith of Inna al-A'malu bin-Niyat. Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. Inna al-A'malu bin-Niyat. I heard the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say. So he's saying explicitly that the Messenger said it. It is sarih. Clearly, qala Rasul. That's the first category. Al-qismu thani, ma kana marfu'an hukman. Ma kana marfu'an hukman. And that is that which is ascribed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indirectly but takes the ruling. That which is ascribed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indirectly but takes the ruling. And this is what we're going to concentrate on for the remainder of our discussion regarding al-marfu'. And from the conditions of this, so this is, yes. Marfu hukman. Ma kana marfu'an hukman. Yani hukman means it's marfu only through ruling. It's only through ruling. And an example of this, if you like, in Arabic language, is that you have a house. You have a house. And then you have mulhaq. Yani you'd have an extension. Yes or no? But originally, it's not part of the house. But the house has been extended, so it's part of the house now. That's how this second category is. It is taking the ruling of al-marfu'. And it's just the same as in the other. But this one here, we're going to discuss in further in details and make this point number three. Point number three, نقطة ثالثة اليوم is المرفوع حكما ما كان مرفوعا حكما وما كان رفعه حكما. And that is has to have سلمكم الله two conditions, has to have two or three conditions. The first condition is that حكما أصلا originally is a statement of the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a statement of the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umuman, some of the ulama say, other than him, like Sa'id ibn Musayyib, we'll deal with that later. But aham shay for this stage now is a statement from the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's number one, that's the first condition. The second condition is that it must be something in which there is no room for ijtihad. There is no room for the Sahaba to have derived it. Yani it's impossible that he could have come up with it. It has to be that he took it from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the examples of this, hafizakumullah, are issues of al-aqidah, creed, ibadat, worship, umul ghaybiyya, the affairs of the unseen, where it's impossible that the companions could have derived this from themselves, but rather they must have got it from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they are udul, they are trustworthy, they wouldn't lie. So when they mention these affairs of the unseen, affairs of ilahiyat, affairs the ghayb and the unseen, then we know, and aqidah and ibadat and so forth, we know that this is from They took it from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it takes the ruling of marfu, even if though it's a statement of the Sahaba, which is why it's called marfu hukman. Those are the two conditions. Those are the two conditions. There's a third condition. The third condition is that the companion must not be someone who has taken a riwayat min ahl kitab. He mustn't be a companion that has taken riwayat from ahl kitab. And that is that, like some of the Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Aus was ascribed to him. Some of them ascribed it to Abu Huraira incorrectly, and some of them ascribed it to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. But al-Muhim, that's all incorrect, by the way. The ones that we have to have ihtiraz and his cautiousness with, they're saying affairs of the unseen, and they're saying affairs of the people from before, from the prophets and so forth. Is we have to be cautious if that sahabi is a sahabi that is known to be taking riwayat and narrations from the people of the book, because it could be one of those. It said, but no, it's not correct. It's a big discussion, but some of the tabi'een as well, Wahab ibn Munabbi', as well, from the tabi'een, and some others that have been ascribed to, they've been known to take stories and from the people of the book. So this shows you the strictness of the ilm al-hadith. Because of that possibility and that situation, caution is taken. Caution is taken. So I repeat, the three conditions for marfu, man kana rafa'uhu sarihan aw hukman, which one? Hukman, yes. Yani it's indirect. Yani number one, it must be a statement from who? The Sahaba. Number two, there's no room for ijtihad. There's no room for him to make his derivation. It can't be something that is derived. And number, which is like, for example, affairs of aqeedah and ibadat and so forth. And thirdly, mustn't take from the Israeliyat, basically. Riwayat al-Ahl al-Kitab. Naam. Tayyib. Point number four. Again, talking about marfu hukman, is some of the ibarats that are used to show the marfu hukman. Marfu, makanu marfu'an hukman. And that is, min hadha qawlu Abi Qilaba, an example. We're going to show some examples, okay? قول أبي قلابة أن أنس رضي الله عنه من السنة إذا تزوج البكر على ثيب أقام عندها سبعا أخرجاه في صحيحين. And that is the statement of Abi Qilaba رحمه الله تعالى أن أنس, where he said رضي الله عنه, that from the sunnah is if a virgin is married, that you stay with her 7 days. Yani a man that has two wives and he marries a third, or a man that has a wife and he marries a second, if the second that he's marrying or the third that he's marrying and so forth is a virgin, he stays with her every night for 7 nights, or the first 7 nights of the marriage. Here, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he said, min as-sunnah, from the sunnah. From the sunnah. So this is a ibara, a wording that is used from the sahaba to show that this is marfu. Min as-sunnah ay qalahu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. And Abu Qilaba rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, law shi'tu la qult inna anasan rafa'ahu ila an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I wanted to, I could say from that statement min as-sunnah, I can say that Anas ascribed it to who? The Messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the tabi'is from the Salaf explaining the statement of min as-sunnah, that min as-sunnah takes the ruling of al-rafa'. Question may be asked, why didn't the Sahaba say qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why? And some of the ulama have explained that from that is al-wara', cautiousness and humbleness with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not being too overconfident in narrating from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showing the reverence for the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam. Another example, salamukumullah, is umirna. When the Sahaba, they say umirna, we have been commanded to. We have been commanded to. And an example of that, salamukumullah, is the statement of Aisha radiallahu anhu, umirna an nuqdi as-siyam. Wa Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, umirna, that we have been commanded to. When you see the Sahaba in the hadith, you read Bukhari, you read Sahih Muslim, you read the Kutub al-Sitta, you read any hadith and you see the Sahaba saying, umirna, we have been commanded, know that it is like the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. Umirna, we've been commanded to make up our fasts, yani the women in menstruation. And that is an example of marfu bihukm. And that is a marfu ascribed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam indirectly with the umirna. And likewise, nuhina. And likewise, nuhina. We have been prohibited. Nuhina tiba' al-jana'iz. The women, as the hadith of the companions, radhiyallahu anha, said that we have been prohibited to follow the funeral, the janaiz. And nuhina here, from a sahaba, means who prohibited it? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So with that, ya ikhwati al-kiram, is an examples from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of marfu hukman, and that's more intricate, naturally, than salamukumullah as-sarih. It's more difficult, more intricate than the clear qala rasul, sami'tu rasul, ra'aytu rasul. I saw the Messenger, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. These are clear ascription to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as for the hukman, is that which we've mentioned here from the... and also an example, barakallahu fikum, of the one of La Majal al-Ijtihad. We had this as a third example or fourth? Fourth example. This is a nice one. And that is from Abdullah ibn Mas'udin radiallahu ta'anhu. Man ata arafa أو ساحرا فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever goes to a fortune teller or a magician has disbelieved in that which has been revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever goes to a fortune teller or a magician has, سلامكم الله, disbelieved in that which has been revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is a statement from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Is this marfu'? Would you say this is can be ascribed to the marfu' hukman? Why? It's related to aqidah. He's not going to make takfir except as-sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum la yukaffirun illa man kaffarahu Allah wa rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companions won't make takfir except for who Allah and his messengers make takfir. So when he says faqad, not even just kafir, faqad, he's definitely disbelieved in Muhammad, that which was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is a hadith as if the Messenger said it. And that is indirectly, if you like, as the Arab will say, sarih will be like this, and hukman will be like this. But you're still doing it. Fahimtu Muni? The results are the same, except this one is longer. Naam. Thumma qala... And that's the end of marfu. ثم قال بيقوني رحمه الله تعالى وما لتابع هو المقطوع. And that which is ascribed to the tabi'i, and that is the tabi'i who are from the second generation after the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That which is salamukum Allah ascribed to them is called al-maqtu. It's called al-maqtu, which means cut off. And it is cut off to them, meaning no one passed them. No one passed them. This is quite easy to discuss. We're going to go straight to the correct definition. Many of the ulama have had many definitions regarding this. Some of the ulama, number one, have said it's only to the tabi'in faqat.
Maqtu' is only for that which is to the second generation. And the second opinion is that this is لَتَابِعِ وَمَنْ دُونَهُ لَتَابِعِ وَمَنْ دُونَهُ. And that is that which is ascribed to the tabi'i and other than them. Remember those athar that we hear from Sufyan ibn Uyayna and Sufyan al-Thawri, and those athar on aqidah, and those athar on tamasuk bi-sunnah. You remember those? Or those athar in fiqh that is said by the tabi'in? This is called maqtu'. This is called maqtu'. So if you, for example, and the benefit from this, if you read the takhrij of a book, الَّذِي خَرَّجُوا أَهَدُ مُخَرِّجِينَ, he's authenticating a book, and then he comes to a hadith and he says, قَدْ رَوَاهُ مَقْتُوعًا. قَدْ رَوَاهُ مَقْتُوعًا or قَدْ رَوَاهُ مَرْفُوعًا. What does that mean? قَدْ رَوَاهُ مَقْتُوعًا means it's only stopped at the tabi'in. So it's not ascribed to the messenger or the companions. صلى الله عليه وسلم رضي الله عنهم. And if he says قَدْ رَوَاهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ibn Abbas رَوَاهُ مَرْفُوعًا, what does that mean? Is it the statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas, or is he saying it's the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Naam. And you see this in takhrij. This is the manhaj in takhrij. When books are being checked, you see the footnotes. Sometimes you see the hadith and then you see a footnote saying whether it's authentic or not. They gave you the different avenues in which that hadith has been narrated, and this is why it's important to know these wordings. So al-maqtu wa ma li tabi'in huwa al-maqtu. That which is ascribed to the tabi'in is maqtu. The best definition is as follows: ma yudafu ila tabi'i aw man dunahu. Ma yudafu ila man at-tabi'i aw man dunahu. That which is ascribed to the tabi'i, the second generation, or those after them. Or those after them, from the second and from the third generation, for example. This is the best definition, as is mentioned by Hafidh Salamakumullah, Ibn Hajar, and also As-Sakhawi. Hafidh Ibn Hajar, and also As-Sakhawi, who came after Hafidh, and is the one who authored another book from the Ulum al-Hadith, Fathu al-Mughith. Which is a very in-depth explanation of the different ulum al-hadith. Now, next, we move on to the next eighth line of poetry. وَالْمُسْنَدُ الْمُتَصِّلُ الْإِسْنَادِ مِنْ رَوِيهِ حَتَّى الْمُصْطَفَى وَلَمْ يَبِنْ. And that is al-musnad, the definition of al-musnad. The definition of al-musnad. And al-musnad is that which is connected via its snad, from a narrator up until the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, walam yabin. In English, okay. Al musnad. This is what Bayquni is saying. Not all the time his definitions are correct, but Al Bayquni, he's saying, rahmullah, that the musnad is that which is connected by its chains from its narrator up until the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, walam yabin, lam yanqati. And it's not, there's no cut, there's no leak in that. The definition we're going to go with, because of, so we can move on, is the definition of Al-Hakim, Wal-Khatib, Wa Ibn Athir, and Ibn Daqiq Al-Aid, Wal-Dhahabi. And that is, that Al-Musnad ma tasala sanaduhu ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that which is that narration in which its chain is connected to the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That narration in which its chain of narrators is connected up until the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a definition of Al-Hakim An-Naysaburi and Al-Khatib Al-Baghdadi. And inshallah you're getting familiar with the ulama of hadith. Sahih wala? And Ibn Athir as well, and also Al-Dhahabi, rahimullahu ta'ala. That's the definition. So what's the definition of Al-Musnad? That which a chain of narration is connected to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And that's general. And that's what? general. Okay, now let's go for the next line of poetry, which is the ninth one. وَمَا بِسَمِعِ كُلِّ رَاوٍ يَتَّصِلْ إِسْنَادُهُ لِلْمُصْطَفَى فَالْمُتَّصِلْ. And whatever each narrator hears from each other, one after the other, in the chain, up until Mustafa, فَالْمُتَّصِلْ. And it is Mutasil, connected. It is what? Connected. He's saying that which is connected from one person who heard from the other person, how to the other person, up until the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is called mutasil, connected. Yani it's a chain. It's a chain. This is a discussion which is going to be a bit more in depth than the previous. So we're going to deal with this in simple points. Point number one, the statement of salamakum Allah, al-Bayquni here, al-Mustafa. Shaykh ibn Thaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that we do not say the name, his name is al-Mustafa, but we say his attributes is al-Mustafa. So his name is not al-Mustafa like we find brothers who are called Mustafa. There's no proof for that, we don't have dalil for that. But he is definitely al-Mustafa, yani the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here is a sifa, not an alam. It's a sifa. It should be a sifa, not an alam. Yani it should be a characteristic, an attribute of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he's al-Mustafa. And that is from Ibn Uthaymeen when he was asked this in his fatawa, rahmatullahi alayhi, that it is a character, attribute of the Messenger, that he is chosen. He's the chosen one sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khatum nabiyyin, khayrun bashar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Mustafa. That's number one. Point number two, is that here in this definition, do you see a difference in the definition of Musnad? No, the Musnad that Bayquni defined was what? That which is what? Connected in a chain up unto Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here he says, that which each narrator is hears, one hears after the other, up unto the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hal fi farq? Is there a difference here? So point number two is that Bayquni sees no difference between Musnad and Mutasil. He sees there's no difference between the Al-Musnad and there's no difference between the Musnad and Mutasil. This is what he believes, clearly in this poetry. Because it's both definitions but in different wordings. Same definition but in different wordings. Fahim? Ma'ayya ikhwa? Naam? Huh? Mutasil. Because Musnad, he said, is that which is connect, his chain is connected up unto the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tayyib? Which is Jayyib, Mumtaz. And Al-Mutasil, he says, is that which the narrator that comes before heard from the one before him up unto the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the same thing. Connected chain. Yes or no? So he sees that there's no difference. And there is a difference of opinion regarding this between the ulama. And the correct opinion is the one that's mentioned by Al-Iraqi, rahimahullah ta'ala, Al-Hafidh Al-Iraqi, and also Al-Hafidh Ibn Salah. And you can make this point number three, and that is the correct opinion is that there is a difference. So what we're going to do now, we're going to deal with the correct definition of Al-Muttasil. Okay, his definition, Al-Bayquni of Salamukum Allah, Musnad is correct. And that is ما اتصل سنده إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما اتصل سنده إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. His definition of al-musnad, which was the eighth bar in the poetry, is correct. Where he says is that which is connected and chained, that is connected up on is that which its chain is connected up until the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is musnad. But al-muttasil is as follows. Al-Muttasil, ما اتصل إسناده إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو إلى واحد من الصحابة. شفت الفرق إخوة؟ ما اتصل إسناده إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو إلى واحد من الصحابة. So Al-Musnad is specifically for the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. That which the chain is connected to him. That's Musnad, khalas. Specifically for the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for Al-Muttasil, This is that which its chain is connected to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to a companion. So therefore, al-muttasil is a'am min al-musnad. So muttasil is more general, and musnad is more specific for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even some of the ulama say it's not just the muttasil is the sahaba, it's other than them from the tabi'een. But aham shay, al-muttasil is not just for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's also for the companions, because we have al-inqita' in some of the narrations ascribed to the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they need to be muttasil. Okay, al-marfu' we done a while ago. Do you remember that? This is ma udifa ila nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we're going to deal with this in general, from general to specific. Okay, are you ready? Okay. The most general one, ma ittasala isnaduhu ila nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aw ila wahid min as-sahaba. This is the most general, and that is muttasil, that which is ascribed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his chain is connected, or to who? Or to who? The sahaba. That's what? Musnad or muttasil? That's muttasil. Ittisal, like you're making a phone call, you're connecting. Ittasala rajul. Ittasala bi rajul. Yani he phoned the man, connecting. Ittasal. Okay. And then after that comes al marfu' in general tense. Why? Because marfu' is ma udifa ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam muttasilan aw munqati'an aw da'fan aw sihhatan. That which is ascribed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether it's connected or not, or whether it's authentic or not, that's marfu'. As for musnad, what's that? Is that more specific or not? It's more specific. Why? Because it has to be muttasil. It has to be connected. There mustn't be a split in the chain. So the definition is matasala sanadu ila rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that which is connected to, via chain, to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you see the difference now? So according to this poetry, we do not agree, and the ulama such as al-Iraqi rahimahullah ta'ala, write it down, al-Iraqi and Ibn Salah, and also Hafiz Ibn Hajar in Nukat, the Nukat, yani the check-in of Sheikh Rabi, the Nukat, they are of the opinion that there is a difference between muttasil and musnad. There's a difference between muttasil and musnad. We move on? Any questions regarding that? It's a bit intricate. Are we okay? Fishay? Don't be shy. This is majal al-ilm. I'll benefit from your questions. Anybody? Not everything clear? Fadal Burakaya. It's from taqwa to say marfu until you find that it's authentic. Because marfu doesn't mean, if you say marfu, it doesn't mean it's sahih. You're saying it has been ascribed to him. وَذَلِكَ مَا أُضِيفَ لِلنَّبِي مَا أُضِيفَ صِيغَةَ الْمَجْهُولِ. That which has been ascribed. We don't know who described it. We're not even looking at that. Yeah? That which has been ascribed to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you say, if you say marfu, it doesn't mean it's authentic. So if you see in a book, it says hadith marfu, does it mean it's authentic? It's just simply telling you that somebody said it's from the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you can't say it's authentic or da'if if you don't know. Then we have to look into the isnad. And we have to look into the isnad and also look into the metan, the text. Okay, let's move on. Can we move on, Ikhwa? To number 10. We're going to finish this bi-idhnillah in 3 weeks, inshallah. Bi-idhnillah. Nasallahu al-tawfiq. Qala rahimullah ta'ala, yani al-bayquni, musalsalun qulma ala wasfin ata, mithlu ama wallahi anba'ni al-fata, kathaka qad hadathanihi qa'ima, aw ba'da han hadathani tabassama. Beautiful. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, musalsalun, yani, musalsalun is like a chain. You know, like you have like a chain. You know a chain? The hoops on the chain, yes? One after the other, yeah? Same hoops. Yes or no? Same hoop. This is musalsal. Salasil. Listen to the Quran. This is hoops. So the musalsal is that, like that chain that you have where the hoops are the same size and they're going one after the other. So it said musalsalun qul ma ala wasfin ata mithlu amma wallahi anba'ani al-fata. Musalsal al-hadith, he's saying here, is I'll summarize it instead of translating word for word. Okay, musalsalun is where the narrator who's narrating does the same thing, for example, as the one who narrated to him when he narrates to others. Musalsalun qul ma ala wasfin ata mithl amma wallahi anba'ani al-fata. So for example, an individual, Jibreel, will say, Haddathani fulan, this person told me, Amba'ani al-fata. And then he'll say, Haddathani Jibreel, Amba'ani al-fata, Wallahi Amba'ani al-fata. And then he narrates upon him, he says, Wallahi Amba'ani al-fata. And he narrates up until the end of the chain. This is musalsal, so it's like a chain. Huh? Musalsalun qul ma ala wasfin ata mithl amma wallahi Amba'ani al-fata. So after he says, when he says the narration, he says, Wallahi Amba'ani al-fata. So when the other person narrates to somebody else, he goes, Wallahi Amba'ani al-fata. This young boy informed me. So everyone in that chain are saying the same thing before they narrate the hadith. This is musalsal. مثل أما والله أنبأني فات كذاك قد أتثنيه قائمة. Or every narrator stood up when they narrated it. Look at the precision in ilm hadith. So when somebody says قَالَ حَدَثْنِي فُلَان, he said it when you're standing, and the next person said حَدَثْنِي فُلَان, حَدَثْنِي قَائِمَة, he said it to me when he was standing. Oh, بَعْدَ أَنْ حَدَثْنِي تَبَسَّمَ. Or some of them may say, after he narrated me, he gave me a smile. So therefore, when the individual who narrates after one and the other, each of them before they narrate, they give a big smile. Nice, huh? This is musalsal. Musalsalun qul ma ala wasfin ata mithla amu wallahi anba'ni al-fata kathaka qad hadathanihi qa'ima aw ba'da an hadathani tabassama. As for musalsal, we're going to deal with this either in a complicated way or simplified, and I prefer simplified. So billahi tawfiq. As for musalsal, we're going to deal with a few points, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And this we're taking from a tazkira of Ibn Mulaqin, and also Hafidh Hakimi, rahimahullah ta'ala's Dalil Arbab al-Falah, and also a nice little majmu' from which is studied in Jam Islamiyah, which we've had for about 17 years, and it's a very informative encyclopedia, and I like the way it's summarized everything. Okay, al-musalsal can be either via actions, statements, or both. Musalsalun can be either actions, statements, or both. We're going to summarize it to that. But in reality, and this is still in point number one, some of the ulama said that the different categories are tens of categories, because obviously there's different ways that it can be done. Sahih Allah. But we're going to make it simple, and taking from Hafidh al-Hakimi rahimahullah ta'ala's explanation of this, and then we go to the mu'jam. And that is, for example, min qawl ka hadith mu'adh haythu qala lahu rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inni uhibbuka فَقُلْ دُبْرَ كُلِّ الصَّلَاةِ اللَّهُمَّ عَيْنِي عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ فَإِنَّهُ مُسَلْسَلٌ بِقَوْلِ كُلٌّ مِنَ الرُّوَاءِ لِمَنْ يُحَدِّثُهُ إِنِّي يُحِبُّكَ. The hadith of Mu'adh رضي الله عنه, where the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to him, I love you. Said to Mu'adh, I love you. Say at the end of each salah, oh Allah, aid me in your remembrance and being grateful to you and perfection in worshipping you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Mu'adh, what? Verily I love you. So every narrator who narrated that hadith, when it was narrated to them, the person that narrated it said, verily I love you. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. And that is musalsal qawli. Musalsal qawli. And that is a chain with what? speech, and that speech here is what? Inni uhibbuk, verily I love you. Or number two, fi'li, and it can be action. كحديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى رضي الله تعالى رضي الله تعالى عنه شبك بيدي يدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال خلق الله الأرض يوم السبت. In a hadith which is narrated by Imam Muslim رحمه الله تعالى, this is an example of an action in مسلسل, and that is that Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم connected his hand like this, and he said, Allah created the earth Yawm al-Sabt on a Saturday. وَهَكَذَا كُلُّ مَنْ رَوَىٰ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَىٰ. So every narrator that narrated that hadith in the chain, they did the same thing. They did the same thing. Number three is that مُسَلْسَلْ الْقَوْلْ وَالْفِعْلْ مَعًا. المسلسل بالقول والفعل معا. And that is the chain where, in that chain, the uniformity of the chain, that's a nice way to put it, uniformity. The uniformity of the narration is with speech and action together. And that is an example of the hadith of Anas, رضي الله تعالى عنه, لا يجد العبد حلاوة الإيمان حتى يؤمن بالقدر وخيره وشره. Where Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he said that the slave does not taste the sweetness of, or he will not find the sweetness of iman, belief, until he believes in decree, the good of it and the bad of it. وقبض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على لحيته وقال آمنت بالقدر. وقبض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على لحيته وقال آمنت بالقدر. So after the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he narrated that narration, he grabbed his beard and he says, I believe in qadr. He grabbed his beard صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, I believe in qadr, in decree. So every narrator after that, when they narrated that hadith, they grabbed their beard and they said, I believe in qadr. That is musalsal. Bil qawl wa fi'l. Is musalsal with action and speech. Action being grabbing of the beard, and speech is saying, I believe in qadr. Naam? Simplified enough, inshallah. Okay, Muntaz. Father. Yeah, his own beard, yeah. He grabbed his own beard now. Now I'm Abu Rakeem. You were to narrate the hadith the Sahaba. Would at the end you do the same thing? Mm-hmm. If you were to narrate this hadith to a family member, would at the end you do the same thing and grab your own beard? No, that's in the chain. Khalas. No, it's in the chain. That's in the chain. It's not a sunnah that you have to do. It's just the precision, the diqqa and precision of the narrator. Because the benefit, which is point number four. Point number four is that the benefit of this is showing the precision of the narrators. How precise narrators are. That they didn't only narrate the narration, but they did the same action. They did the same action. Point number five, which is something which we have to pay attention to regarding this, and that is أغلب يعني قال الذهبي رحمه الله تعالى في الموقظة. Imam al-Dhahabi, who's from the students of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله تعالى and Ibn Qayyim, said عامة المسلسلات واهية وأكثرها باطلة لكذب رواتها. He said that the majority or a lot of these مسلسلات, you know مسلسل, a lot of these chain uniformity in narrations are weak. A lot of them are weak and false due to the line of some narrators. Due to the line of some narrators. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, عَامَةُ الْمُسَلْسَلَاتِ وَاهِيَةً وَأَكْثَرُهَا بَاطِلَةً لِكَذِبِ رُوَاتِهَا عَامَةُ الْمُسَلْسَلَاتِ وَاهِيَةٌ وَأَكْثَرُهَا بَاطِلَةً لِكَذِبِ رُوَاتِهَا. So the majority of them are weak, because the majority of narrators who have narrated it are weak, but not all. Which brings us to point number 5. And that is the statement of Salamakum Allah, the statement of Sakhawi, the statement of Ibn Mulaqqin. So that's Ibn Mulaqqin, Sakhawi, Salamakum Allah, and Ibn Salah. They say that As-sahul musalsal bi surat as-saf, that the most authentic musalsal, yani uniformity in narration in the chain, is the hadith of the surat as-saf, and that is in Abdullah ibn Salam, where he mentioned the revelation of as-saf and then recited it, that the messenger recited it, yani he recited surat as-saf after mentioning that narration. So therefore, after that, the narrators who narrated this hadith, they at the end recited Surah Saf. This is the most authentic musalsal. And Abdullah ibn Salam, this is the most authentic musalsal. And then after that is Awlawiyya, Al-Awwaliyya, the hadith that is known as Al-Awwaliyya. And that Al-Awwaliyya, this is mentioned by, I'll give you the statement of As-Sakhawi, rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, the ones who want to write it in Arabic, وَأَصَحُ مُطْلَقًا المسلسل بِسُورَةِ الصَّفْ ثُمَّ بِالْأَوَّلِيَّةِ وَأَصَحُهَا مُطْلَقًا المسلسل بِسُورَةِ الصَّفْ ثُمَّ بِالْأَوَّلِيَّةِ or أَوَّلِيَّةِ. He said that the most authentic is the one where each narrator recited Surah Al-Saf, and then after that in strength is the narrator, the awaliyah. What does that mean, awaliyah? Awaliyah is the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Arrahimuna yarhamuhumur rahman, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama." Arrahimuna yarhamuhumur rahman, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. In the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Those who have mercy, the most merciful will have mercy with them." So have mercy with those in the earth, and the one above will have mercy on you. Known hadith, yes? This is Musalsal bil-Awwaliyya. Why? Because each narrator mentioned after it, Awwalu hadith sami'tuhu. This was the first. Al-Awwaliyya means this is the first. So awwalu hadith sami'tu. So they say this is the first hadith I mentioned. So each narrator up until Sufyan ibn Uyayna, write down his name, up until Sufyan ibn Uyayna, obviously the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say it, which shows that the musalsal doesn't have to be the whole chain, it can be some of it. So up until the second generation narrator, who is Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala, every narrator after that said what? Awwalu hadith sami'tuhu, the first narration I have heard. Okay, so these are the two most authentic of musalsalat. The first being Surat As-Saf, and the second being Al-Awwaliyya. Naam. Wadih, ikhwan? Naam. And with that, alhamdulillah, we've done 6 lines of poetry today, and the first being Marfu, Ilmu Hadith Marfu, and then Maqtu', and then after that we've done what? Musnad, and then after that? Mutasil, and then after that? Musalsal. Okay, Marfu. What is Marfu? Marfu is something which is the same, which is directly attributed to the messenger. Or? Or indirectly. Good. Something that's directly or indirectly attributed to the messenger, or ascribed to the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nuruddin, hal yastalzimu an yakun sahiha aw da'ifa? Does it have to be authentic or weak? It doesn't matter. The key thing is what? Ascribe to the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which is why we look at the matan. We look at the Matan. Okay. After that, we've done. So, Hukman. Waleed. Al Marfu bil Hukum. What's that? Indirectly. How do you mean?
For example, someone, a Sahabi, would say, you were ordered or commanded to do this or prohibited from this.
No.
So we know that no one ordered them to do that or prohibited from that except the Prophet of Allah.
No. What are the conditions of the makana marfu'an hukman? That which is marfu' hukman. We don't need to translate that, do we? Do we need to translate it? Hukman. Indirect. Ascription to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the conditions for that to be accepted? No. One condition. That it has a statement from who? Sahaba, where there's no room for ijtihad. And the third condition? Naam. It must be a companion that is not known for narrating to Ahlul Kitab. Is that saying that the companion is a weak narrator? This is just precaution. This is just what? Precaution. Precautionary. Okay. After that, we've done what? Musalsal? Musnad, yes? Maqtoor. What's Maqtoor? Easy. What's Maqtoor?
Anything that goes back to the Tabi'in.
Anything that's been ascribed to the Tabi'in only, huh? And anyone other than them, yani after them. Talib. Musnad. What's Musnad? That which is connected to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani one after the other in the chain. Mumtaz. Mutasil. Al Mutasil, man. Naam, it's a chain that's connected to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Sahaba. Tayyib. Who said, what is the opinion of Bayquni? What's the opinion of Al Bayquni? Tayyib, he said that about what? Mutasil only? He doesn't see the difference. He doesn't see the difference between Mutasil and Musnad. And he has, there are some ulama before him that were upon that, but the correct opinion is that there is a difference. Which is more general, Mutasil or Musnad, Abu
Ruqayyah? The more general one is Mutasil, because it can be to the Sahaba as well as
Mutasil. No. The more general is Al-Mutasil, because it can be to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also to the Sahaba. Mumtaz. Okay. Any questions? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi sahbihi ajma'in. Naam.